Purvana yatra karmani bhagavat chikshaya sakrit granti guna namani krishnasya nusmaranti cha.
While performing duties according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers Him, His names, and His qualities.
Перевод. Исполняя обязанности в соответствии с указаниями Шри Кришны, Верховной Личности Бога, человек постоянно помнит о Нем, Его именах и Его качествах.
Purport. An expert devotee of the Lord can mold his life in such a way that while performing all kinds of duties, either for this or the next life, he can constantly remember the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc.
Комментарий. Опытный Господь способен организовать свою жизнь таким образом, чтобы исполняя различные обязанности по отношению к своей нынешней или будущей жизни, он мог постоянно помнить имя, славу, качество Господа и все, что связано с ним.
The order of the Lord is distinctly there in Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life.
Указания Господа четко сформулированы в Бхагавад-гите. Любую деятельность следует совершать только во имя Господа.
In every sphere of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor.
Господь должен занимать место властелина во всех сферах жизни.
According to the Vedic rites, even in the worship of some demigods like Indra, Brahma, Saraswati, and Ganesh, the system is that in all circumstances the representation of Vishnu must be there as Yageshwara, or the controlling power of such sacrifices.
Ведический ритуал поклонения даже некоторым полубогам, таким как Индра, Брахма, Сарасвати, Ганеша, при любых обстоятельствах предусматривает присутствие Вишну как Ягишвары, управляющей силы таких жертвоприношений.
It is recommended that a particular demigod be worshipped for a particular purpose, but still the presence of Vishnu is compulsory in order to make the function proper.
Для достижения какой-то цели рекомендуется поклоняться определенному полубогу, но тем не менее для полного проведения обрядов необходимо присутствие Вишну.
Apart from such Vedic duties, even in our ordinary dealings, for example in our household affairs or in our business or profession, we must consider that the result of all activities must be given over to the Supreme Enjoyer, Lord Krishna.
Помимо такого рода обязанностей, предписанных ведами, даже в своих повседневных делах, в семейной жизни, бизнесе или на работе, мы должны учитывать, что плоды любой деятельности необходимо отдавать Верховному Наслаждающемуся Господу Шри Кришне.
In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared Himself to be the Supreme Enjoyer of everything, the Supreme Proprietor of every planet, the Supreme Friend of all beings.
В Бхагавад-гите Господь объявил, что Он Верховный Наслаждающийся всем сущим, Верховный Владыка всех планет и Верховный Друг всех существ.
No one else but Lord Shri Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within His creation.
Никто, кроме Господа Шри Кришны, не может заявить, что все в творении принадлежит Ему.
A pure devotee remembers this constantly, and in doing so he repeats the transcendental name, fame, and qualities of the Lord, which means that he is constantly in touch with the Lord.
Чистый преданный постоянно помнит об этом, и в таком состоянии ума повторяет трансцендентное имя и воспевает славу и качество Господа. А это значит, что он всегда связан с Господом.
The Lord is identical with His name, fame, etc., and therefore to be associated with His name, fame, etc., constantly, means actually to associate with the Lord.
Господь тождествен своему имени, славе и так далее, и потому постоянно соприкасаться с Его именем, славой и всем, что связано с Ним, значит действительно общаться с самим Господом.
A major portion of our monetary income, not less than 50%, must be spent to carry out the order of Lord Krishna.
Большая часть наших денежных доходов, не менее 50%, должна тратиться на выполнение указаний Господа Кришны.
Not only should we give the profit of our earning to this cause, but we must also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others, because that is also one of the orders of the Lord.
Мы должны не только на эти свои доходы, но и учить преданному служению другим, поскольку это также одно из повелений Господа.
The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to Him than one who is always engaged in the preaching work of the Lord's name and fame all over the world.
Господь определенно говорит, что для Него нет никого дороже человека, постоянно проповедующего Его имя и славу по всему миру.
The scientific discoveries of the material world can also be equally engaged in carrying out His order.
Научные открытия в материальном мире также можно использовать для исполнения Его воли.
He wants the message of the Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst His devotees.
Он хочет, чтобы послание Бхагавад-гиты распространялось среди Его преданных.
It may not be done so It may not be so done amongst those who have no credit of austerities, charity, education, etc.
Это можно не делать среди тех, кто не заслужил этого своей аскетичностью, благотворительностью, деятельностью, ученостью и так далее.
Therefore, the attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become his devotees.
Поэтому мы не должны прекращать своих попыток обратить преданных тех, кто не желает становиться его преданными.
Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection.
Для осуществления этого Господь Чайтанья дал нам очень простой метод.
He has taught the lesson for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing, and refreshment.
Он научил, как распространять трансцендентное послание с помощью пения, танцев и угощения.
As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose.
50% нашего дохода можно потратить на это.
In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, if only the leading and wealthy persons of society agree to spend 50% of their income in the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is absolute certainty of converting this hell of pandemonium to the transcendental abode of the Lord.
Если даже только лидеры общества и богатые люди в этот порочный век раздоров и разногласий будут отдавать 50% своих доходов на служение Господу, как тому учил Господь Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху, можно быть абсолютно уверенным в том, что этот ад, прибежище демонов, станет трансцендентной обителью Господа.
No one will disagree to partake at a function where good singing, dancing, and refreshment are administered.
Никто не откажется прийти на собрание, где красиво поют, танцуют и раздают угощения.
Everyone will attend such a function, and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord.
Все будут посещать такие собрания, и каждый наверняка сможет сам ощутить трансцендентное присутствие Господа.
This alone will help the attendant associate with the Lord, and thereby purify himself in spiritual realization.
Уже одно это даст людям возможность общаться с Господом и очиститься в процессе духовного самоосознания.
The only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desires, fruitive activities, and dry speculations about the nature of the Lord.
Единственное условие, необходимое для того, чтобы такая духовная деятельность увенчалась успехом, действовать под руководством чистого преданного, полностью лишенного всех мирских желаний и не занимающегося кармической деятельностью и сухими спекулятивными рассуждениями о природе Господа.
No one has to discover the nature of the Lord.
Нет необходимости открывать природу Господа.
It is already spoken by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita, especially in all other Vedic literatures generally.
Они же поведал сам Господь главным образом в Бхагавад-гите, а также во многих других ведических писаниях.
We have simply to accept them in toto and abide by the orders of the Lord.
Мы просто должны безоговорочно принять эти писания и следовать указаниям Господа.
That will guide us to the path of perfection.
Это приведет нас на путь совершенства.
One can remain in his own position.
Человек может не менять своего положения.
No one has to change his position, especially in this age of variegated difficulties.
Нет необходимости менять свое положение, особенно в этот век, изобилующий всевозможными трудностями.
The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation, aimed at becoming one with the Lord.
Единственное условие – избегать сухих умозрительных рассуждений, целью которых является слияние с Господом.
And after giving up such lofty, puffed-up vanities, one may very submissively receive the orders of the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, from the lips of a bona fide devotee, whose qualification is mentioned above.
Избавившись от высокомерия, гордости и тщеславия, человек может со смирением внимать указаниям Господа, которые содержатся в Бхагавад-гите и Шримад-Бхагавате, исходящим из уст истинного преданного, качества которого перечислены выше.
That will make everything successful, without a doubt.
Это вне всяких сомнений приведет к успеху.
Ом Агьянати Марандасья Гаранджана Суракая Chaksho unminitam nina tasmai shri gurave namaha mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate garim akripatamaha made shri gurave nina tarana. This verse was spoken by Narada Muni.
Это стих был сказан Нарадой Муни.
This is not the continuation of the prayers of Queen Kunti. I decided to switch to a different section this morning. of the Bhagavata. And this verse very nicely explains how one executes his duty. According to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, one must remember the Lord, His names and His qualities. Srila Prabhupada's purport elaborates upon this point. By taking into consideration the audience of the readers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada had a vision that was very deep for spreading Krishna consciousness. And he could understand that his books would be read by people for many, many years to come. And therefore, the instructions which he had delivered in these purports of these books were given with that thought in mind. Not that these books will just be something that will be distributed during his during my presence in this world. But his intention with these, that these books would continue to be distributed and read. And the instructions that he delivered would be relevant to all times and circumstances. In fact, he stated that these books would become the law books for mankind for the next 10,000 years. So we can understand that Srila Prabhupada had a lot of foresight. In trying to establish a foundation for the spreading of Krishna consciousness. And as well to expand the glories of the Lord for many thousands of years to come. He very diligently delivered instructions meticulously. No. Anyways. Thoughtfully. So that anyone who would read his books could have the basic understanding of how to apply these teachings. And Srila Prabhupada was also concerned that the teachings be preserved. By making sure that people would not distribute the philosophy of Krishna consciousness independent from the sanction of the pure devotee of the Lord for some personal motivation or gain. Of course, it's not that such situations will not arise. Because many times we see that people are interested in personal motivation and gain. And it can be very lucrative to do so in the name of God. Lucrative. lucrative means beneficial. To do so in the name of God. Factually, we see that many deviations such of this nature exist.
На самом деле мы видим, что существует множество отклонений, имеющих такую природу.
Throughout the entire world.
По всему миру.
People will proclaim many ambitious pursuits.
Люди провозглашают множество
endeavors.
Люди делают такие.
Well, where'd you go? Got it? You sure? I always look at you, you know, when you... They'll proclaim any ambitious endeavors. Okay. In the name of God. And people will... voluntarily sacrifice and give and support their efforts.
Люди идут на добровольное жертвоприношение, жертвуют чем-то и помогают им в их усилиях.
Because they're thinking this is God's will.
Потому что они думают, что такова воля Бога.
Many times there are many so-called religious leaders who have been exposed.
Много раз так называемые религиозные лидеры.
In America, they have these religious, so-called religious leaders who are called, I don't know if there's a Russian word for it, the television evangelists.
Но в Америке есть так называемые религиозные лидеры, которые называют как-то телевизионными евангелистами. По телевизору, проповедники уже. Телевизионные.
They have their own television shows.
Они устраивают свои телевизионные программы.
And they spend millions and millions of dollars in advertising and TV programming. To reach a very wide audience. And on these programs, they petition their viewers. Petition, they beg.
Они, как бы выдвигают свои взгляды, свою точку зрения.
To send their money in for God's work. To send donations in for God's work. To send donations to them.
Они точнее просят, чтобы люди жертвовали деньги, посылали им свои деньги на работу, как бы, на Божье дело, как это называется.
And they describe how they are doing so many things with this money.
И они рассказывают о том, что они будут делать с этими деньгами.
And it's all in the service of God.
Что все это пойдет на служение Богу.
But now they have such a bad reputation in America.
Но сейчас у них такая плохая репутация в Америке.
Because so many of them have been exposed.
Потому что многие из них были показаны.
For having very big bank accounts.
Точнее, было показано, что многие из них имеют очень большие счета в банках.
And for maintaining several beautiful homes in different places throughout America. For keeping fancy boats and cars and motorcycles. And having big expense accounts more than some of the wealthiest people in America. Expense accounts. They have... spend their money lavishly. Some of them have been also exposed for other illegal activities. As they were taking the money and using it for illegal purposes. And they were taking some small percentage of it and using it for charity.
И они использовали лишь небольшой процент этих денег на благотворительные цели.
This has happened in America.
Это происходит в Америке.
And people have lost all their trust in these so-called television evangelists.
И люди потеряли все доверие, всякое доверие к этим телевизионным проповедникам.
Because now many of them are in jail.
Потому что сейчас многие из них находятся в тюрьме.
Serving big sentences. Serving big sentences. Sentences. A sentence? If someone is sentenced to jail. Prison term. So it is not that things like this won't happen. It is Srila Prabhupada also understood that potentially things like this could happen. That many people could take the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or to use his teachings for some personal gain. Or could attract some followers. And have their own ambitious plans. Separate from the interest of the Lord. And people who are unaware of the proper standard would assist them in their efforts, would sacrifice to help them, and could potentially become misled. But within Srila Prabhupada's books, in many places we find very important instructions so that one will not be misled. That is why it is understood that in accepting the instructions of the Lord through the Lord's representative, one must be very careful to scrutinize. Scrutinize means to discern. No. distinguish. Huh? One must be very careful to distinguish. Between what is right and what is wrong. According to the system of Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. In other words, we do not simply blindly accept the teachings. Of a self-proclaimed guru or spiritual teacher who teaches inconsistently with the conclusive statements of Shastra. Or inconsistent to the statements of the previous acharyas. When one reads Srila Prabhupada's books, we can see that how Srila Prabhupada always presents his instructions and his orders. In line with the statements of the scriptures. And he always quotes the previous acharyas. In support of his statements. Therefore, we can see that his behavior is consistent to this Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. So similarly, in accepting the direction from others, one must be very careful to make sure that one is also representing this, that this person also represents Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. We must see that he is a servant of a Vaishnava. If one is a servant of a Vaishnava in his behavior, if he acts according to the order of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada's glory, is that is that everything he did was always in full meditation of the order of his spiritual master. It may have appeared in the presence of Srila Prabhupada that he was independent, that he was free to go wherever he pleased to go, and he was free to act in any way that he wished. In fact, anyone who was in the presence of Srila
Prabhupada
would always be able to see this of his character. That he seemed independent in his activities. And he would always make his travel plans and arrangements. Based upon certain necessities and requirements. And many times it seemed that he would have the final say. However, he was never acting independent of the order of Guru. Everything he did was subservient to this order. And every success that he would claim, would never be claimed on his own account. He would always be very careful to see that anything that successfully manifested was only due to the result of his following the order of Srila Bhakti
Siddhanta.
Because I have followed Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's instructions. And because I am the servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he would always many times say that therefore Krishna has sent all of you to come and help me. Because I am simply a servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, therefore he would say that so many temples have been becoming established all over the world. He would never take credit for any success. And therefore, one of the characteristics of such a Vaishnava is that he is the servant of a Vaishnava in all of his activities. And it was important to see this in Srila Prabhupada's behavior. When we see that somebody is rendering service to the Vaishnava, then we can be confident that they are not self-serving. They're not interested in becoming a so-called religious leader for personal fame or profit or for some other material ambition. These things can become available. One can become very famous. One can become wealthy. One can become respected. So many of these things are available if one is seen as a religious leader. But one must be the servant of a Vaishnava in order to be successful in his preaching. He may gain respect. He may gain wealth. He may gain followers. These things may come. However, a genuine Vaishnava doesn't want these things. Na danam na janam na sundarin kavitam va jagadisha kavaye. Mama jamani jamanishre bhavatad bhakti radhait tukitri. Lord Chaitanya has taught that nadanam, I do not want wealth. I do not want followers. I do not want to enjoy beautiful women. What does Lord Chaitanya teach that he wants? I only want to be engaged in your devotional service, birth after birth after birth. This is how a Vaishnava thinks. He's thinking that actually I'm simply the servant of my Guru Maharaj. And I'm not interested in any of these things. So someone who is materially motivated may get these things. But he doesn't get the authority to spread the holy name of the Lord. He doesn't get the potency from the Lord to spread Krishna consciousness. Followers and wealth and respect is all material. Many people can get followers, wealth and respect. But this is not the criteria of being successful in preaching Krishna consciousness. If we foolishly claim this to be the criteria for successful preaching of Krishna consciousness, then we'll miss the point. One must have the authority of the Lord. To be successful in spreading Krishna consciousness. And this authority is only invested in one who is the servant of a Vaishnava. Being the servant of a Vaishnava, the authority comes down from Krishna. And Krishna empowers him to spread the holy name. Therefore, the real criteria of successful preaching of Krishna consciousness cannot be perceived by material standards. The real criteria is that he distributes the holy name of the Lord, and that others' hearts become cleansed, that the heart becomes pure by the association of such a Vaishnava. The real criteria of success is that people give up their bad habits. Not only do they give up bad habits, but they develop their love for Krishna. Their lives change. This is an internal change that takes place. And it is nothing external. This is how one actually can judge the success of a Vaishnava. And in fact, it is even stated in the Shastra. By Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That the success of a Vaishnava is seen in terms of how many people he makes into Vaishnavas. It's not that how many followers he gets. It's not followers that the Vaishnava is interested. He wants to see others become lovers of Krishna. And that is a Vaishnava. That is the criteria of success. So therefore, it is very important to understand these standards that Srila Prabhupada has given. That if one wants to spread the message of the holy name of the Lord, as he describes in this verse in purport so very clearly, he says that actually that the devotee the Lord wants the message of the Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst his devotees. It may not be done, this may not be so done amongst those who have no credit of austerity, charity, education, etc.
Этого можно не делать среди тех, кто не заслужил этого своей аскетичностью, благотворительной деятельностью, ученостью и так далее.
Therefore, the attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become his devotees.
Поэтому мы не должны прекращать своих попыток обратить преданных тех, кто не желает становиться его преданными.
Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection.
Для осуществления этого Господь Чайтанья дал нам очень простой метод.
The method is simply singing, dancing, and feasting.
Метод просто в том, чтобы петь, танцевать и угощать.
Srila Prabhupada said, therefore we're requesting all men.
Srila Prabhupada говорит, поэтому мы просим всех.
And women.
Всех мужчин и женщин.
He's requesting anyone that actually you can become authorized to spread this Krishna consciousness.
Мы просим всех, что вы можете быть уполномочены, как бы авторизованы на распространение сознания Кришны.
Have these programs for distributing the glories of the Lord.
Проводите эти программы для распространения славы Господа.
Invite people to come, take Krishna prasadam.
Приглашайте людей, чтобы они приняли Кришна прасад.
Srila Prabhupada, as we explained before, Srila Prabhupada's vision was very deep for so many years to the future.
Но, как уже говорилось, видение Шрилы Прабхупады было очень глубоко, то есть оно представляло будущее.
And he knew that not necessarily everyone would be living in temples.
И он знал, что не обязательно все будут жить в храмах.
Of course, wherever there is temples, these things are going on every day.
Естественно, там, где есть храм, эти вещи будут, это будет происходить каждый день.
Prabhupada would say that every day is a festival in our temples.
Прабхупада говорит, что в наших храмах каждый день праздник.
Every day there is singing, dancing and prasadam.
Каждый день мы поем, танцуем и принимаем прасад.
So we are having, in our temples we are having festivals every day.
И в наших храмах фестивали, праздники проходят каждый день.
And the devotees are also sitting and discussing Krishna conscious philosophy.
И также преданные сидят и обсуждают философию сознания Кришны.
But he also knew that not everyone would be able to live in a temple.
Но он также знал, что не все будут способны жить в храме.
Also, not everyone would be able to be near a temple.
И также не все смогут быть неподалеку от храма.
He also considered that in the future there may be difficulties even in keeping temples.
И он также понимал, что в будущем могут быть трудности даже в том, чтобы содержать храмы.
He said, that's okay. That wherever you are, you spread the glories of the Lord. Invite people to hear about Krishna. And to chant the holy name of the Lord. However, Srila Prabhupada does say that the only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities
единственным условием для достижения успеха в такой духовной деятельности
is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee,
является то, что ее необходимо совершать под руководством чистого преданного,
who is completely free from all mundane desires,
который полностью свободен от всех мирских желаний,
fruitive activities,
кармической деятельности,
and dry speculations about the nature of the Lord,
и сухих философских рассуждений о природе Господа.
Prabhupada put in one condition.
Прабхупада поставил одно условие.
He didn't say that everybody can do it.
Он не сказал, что все могут делать.
So you can do it, but do it under the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord.
Он сказал, вы можете делать это, но делайте это под руководством чистого преданного Господа.
In other words, do it as a servant of the Vaishnava.
Другими словами, делайте это как слуга Вайшнава.
One should always be eager to do it in the service of his spiritual master.
Следует всегда стремиться делать это как служение своему духовному учителю.
And no one should be eager to hold such programs.
И никто не должен стремиться проводить эти программы.
Simply for followers.
Просто для того, чтобы получить последователей.
Or for wealth, or reputation and fame.
Или получить богатство, репутацию, славу.
This is not Vaishnava.
Это не Вайшнав.
This is something else.
Это что-то другое.
Vaishnava means servant of Vaishnava.
Вайшнав означает слуга Вайшнава.
And he always meditates on the service of his spiritual master.
И он всегда медитирует на служение своему духовному учителю.
He conducts such activities in the service of his guru.
Он занимается этой деятельностью как служением своему гуру.
And in this way his preaching can be successful.
И таким образом его проповедь может быть успешна.
In this way the Lord actually personally agrees to come.
И таким образом Господь сам соглашается прийти.
It's like it is stated by Krishna himself to Narada.
Как сам Кришна сказал Нараде.
Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hridyeshuva tatra tishtami narata yatra gayanti vadbhakta. This is all Narada. I am not found in the Vaikuntha planets.
Он сказал, о Нарада, меня не найти на планетах Вайкунтхи.
Nor am I found in the hearts of yogis.
И меня не найти в сердцах йогов.
He says, but I personally go to that place where my devotees are discussing my glories.
Потому что я иду туда, где мои преданные обсуждают мою славу.
In other words, wherever one is glorifying the Lord.
Другими словами, где бы человек не прославлял Господа.
In the service of the Lord, in the means to, in the service of the Vaishnava.
То есть занимаясь служением Господа, что значит служением Вайшнава.
Then Krishna says, I go to that place.
То Кришна говорит, я отправляюсь в это место.
He appears.
Он появляется.
Just like also when Vidura was speaking, Yudhishthira Maharaj was speaking to Vidura.
Ну, потом тому, как Юдхиштхира Махарадж говорил Видуре.
He spoke one very nice verse.
И он сказал один очень чудесный стих.
He says, saints of your your caliber are verily holy places personified. Saints of your caliber.
То есть он сказал, что святые, подобные тебе, это, ну, как бы являются персонификацией святых мест паломничества.
Because wherever you go, you carry the Lord within your heart.
Потому что куда бы ты ни отправился, ты несешь Господа в своем сердце.
You make that place into a place of pilgrimage.
И ты превращаешь это место в место паломничества.
Wherever the pure devotee goes, becomes a place of pilgrimage.
Куда бы ни отправился чистый преданный, это место становится местом паломничества.
Because he brings Krishna with him.
Потому что он приносит с собой Кришну.
Because wherever he goes, he glorifies Krishna.
Потому что куда бы он ни отправился, он прославляет Кришну.
And Krishna says, I go there.
И Кришна говорит, я иду туда.
Therefore, it becomes a place of pilgrimage.
И поэтому это становится местом паломничества.
Because Krishna has appeared.
Потому что Кришна появился там.
Krishna appears in his name.
Кришна появляется в своем имени.
That is what this verse is saying.
Это то, как раз о чем говорится в стихе.
That while performing duties according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers him, his names and his qualities.
Исполняя обязанности в соответствии с указаниями Шри Кришны, Верховной Личности Бога.
And as Prabhupada
постоянно помнит о нем, его именах и его качествах.
And as Prabhupada says in the purport,
и Прабхупада говорит в комментарии,
the Lord is identical with his name, fame, etc.
Что Господь не отличен от своего имени, славы и так далее.
And therefore to be associated with his name, fame, etc. constantly.
И поэтому постоянно находиться в контакте с его именем, славой и так далее.
Means actually to associate with the Lord.
Означает в действительности общаться с Господом.
So that is how Krishna appears.
Это именно таким образом Кришна появляется.
So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada's books are so important.
И поэтому книги Шрилы Прабхупады так важны.
That when we speak from his books,
что когда мы говорим на основе его книг,
we can get so much realization.
Мы можем получить такую большую реализацию.
The realization is ever fresh.
И это осознание. И это осознание всегда свежо.
Because the words spoken by the pure devotee,
потому что слова, сказанные чистым преданным,
are the absolute truth.
Являются абсолютной истиной.
And by hearing from the devotee of the Lord,
и слушая от преданного Господа,
one's heart becomes cleansed.
И когда мы слушаем чистого преданного, наше сердце очищается.
One must hear and one must serve.
Необходимо слушать и необходимо служить.
Наста праешу абаджешу нитьям бхагавата севия. Бхагават уттама шлоки бхакти бхавати найстики. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam,
благодаря регулярному слушанию Шримад Бхагаватам,
and serving the devotee of the Lord,
и служению преданному Господа,
all that is troublesome to the heart becomes destroyed.
Все беспокойства в сердце почти полностью разрушаются,
уничтожаются. And loving devotional service to the transcendental Lord.
И трансцендентное любовное служение Верховному Господу
becomes established as an irrevocable fact.
Становится неопровержимым фактом.
So both must be there.
И то, и другое должно быть.
We must hear.
Мы должны слушать.
And we must serve.
И мы должны служить.
If we continue in this process,
если мы продолжаем этот процесс,
then we are guaranteed.
И если человек является слугой истинного духовного учителя,
and preaches on behalf of the bona fide spiritual master,
и проповедует от имени истинного духовного учителя,
and then he can be successful.
То он может достичь успеха.
This is the understanding that we get from this verse in purport.
Такое понимание мы можем получить из этого стиха в комментарии.
One who accepts his duties in this consciousness,
тот, кто принимает свои обязанности в таком сознании,
can be assured of success of going back home, back to Godhead.
Может быть уверен в успехе, в том, что он вернется назад домой к Богу.
so we'll stop here.
They think that there was evolution and because they were created some simple, you know, entities and, you know, more complex. But in Vedas it says that world.
I didn't hear what you said. There was some evolution? Is this related to the top? This isn't related to the top?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
First they were created some simple entities and more complex and so on. But according to the Vedas, the world was created perfect ones. And there is degradation, actually. And material is
there is degradation?
Degradation,
yeah, greater than
everything.
Greater than everything.
Materials, they're trying to prove that they are right by, you know, different methods. Does Krishna need some?
When you need.
But does Krishna
have
any
plans,
you know,
for material creation?
Does he
make any
project?
Does he what?
Project.
Projects? Does Krishna have
drawing,
any projects?
Plans, drawing.
From element to
of the cosmic manifestation? Krishna doesn't create. Krishna doesn't create the cosmic manifestation. He only creates the seed. It's Lord Brahma who does the creating. Just like Lord Brahma is compared to be like a gardener. A gardener, he takes the seeds. He plants them in the soil. And he can take vegetables.
И потом он собирает овощи.
He can take fruits.
Fruit.
He can take all different types of vegetables. He can make one roll of vegetables. And another roll of different kinds of vegetables. He can do anything. He's the gardener. But he's got the seeds. The seeds come from Krishna. All the seeds of creation are generated from Mahavishnu. And Lord Brahma takes the seeds. In every universe. And it's Lord Brahma that does creation. So he is the actual engineer. In a universal creation. Krishna is simply enjoying. Natam karanam cha vijite natatsamas cha abjikas cha jishite. Everything happens perfectly by Krishna's desire. Krishna doesn't have to pull out any architectural plan. He doesn't have to think about what. He doesn't have to tax his brain. He doesn't have to tax his brain. Tax. Strain.
restrain. He just has to desire. And that's what Krishna does. He just desires. And it happens. But because a devotee wants to serve Krishna, whatever Krishna desires, the devotee wants to do for him. So Lord Brahma is Krishna's devotee. In fact, in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, there is very nice prayers by Lord Brahma. When Lord Brahma actually was entrusted with the responsibility to create, he was fearful because he had such a big duty to create a whole universe. And he was praying to Krishna that how will I be able to create a whole universe and not think that I'm the doer? So he prayed to actually be able to execute the desire of the Lord and not become entangled in it. That's what he was afraid of. So how will I be able to create a whole universe and not become entangled in it? And Krishna told him, by my order. Simply by his desire. Therefore Lord Brahma was successful in creation. But Krishna didn't have to do it. It was Lord Brahma that created all the different varieties of species. Even one time, it's described how the gopis were angry at Lord Brahma. Because when he created the bodies, they created bodies that blinked, with eyes that blinked. And every time their eyes blinked, they couldn't see Krishna. So they were angry, why did Lord Brahma create such eyes that blink? Will there be such a time when no living entity? Maybe. He's asking. No. After returning? Srila Prabhupada simply explains in this connection that because the living entity is marginal, he always has the potential to fall. It's always there. That's his nature. However, Prabhupada explains that although he has the potential to fall again, he won't. Because he remembers enough to know that he doesn't want to come back again. Potential is still there. He may come back again if the Lord desires it, but he may have another purpose for coming. But the living entities always can potentially fall from the spiritual world, even after returning. But Krishna says, Janma kama chame divyam evinyo veti tattva tattva deham punajama naitiram eti sojana. he also explains, he says that one, he never has to take his birth again, he attains my eternal abode. And Krishna also explains of Yaktokshara Ichutas Tamahum Paramam Gatim Yam Prapyana Nivartante Tadama Paramamama. He says that when once one goes there, he never has to come back. That is my supreme abode. So the living entity doesn't ever have to come back. Here we go again. The reason for falling? First. Huh? For first time. The reason is that one wants to become one with God. That is the original sin. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. But the original sin of the living entity is that he wants to become one with God. In other words, he wants to be God himself. And from that original desire, or misuse of a desire, one is covered by the potency of the Lord. The material nature has two potencies. One is the energy which covers the living entity and throws him down, and the other is the material energy that keeps him in illusion after having been thrown down. So he comes under the influence of this energy that throws him down, avranatvika shakti, avranatvika and prakshetatvika, this throws him down.
What are his pastimes?
I didn't hear the beginning.
What is Krishna doing in this special world? Because there is no demons. What are his pastimes? And how often are you still after a talk
show? That's the question? In other words, Krishna is not killing demons in the spiritual world, so what is he doing? Is that what you're asking? Well, first of all, what Krishna is doing in the spiritual world is being spoken by Ananta Shesha with his thousands of mouths. For all of eternity. And he's never repeated one pastime. So that he's doing an awful lot. But yet, Krishna says, I'm not doing anything. So this seems to be like a contradiction. Therefore, when we use the word pastime, pastime means independent. When we talk about pastimes of the Lord, it means that the Lord is not forced to do anything. He simply enjoys. So what we're talking about, Krishna's activities in the spiritual world, we cannot equate them to the activities of any ordinary person. Because Krishna says, I'm not doing anything. he simply enjoys with his devotees. Therefore we say that he is enacting the pleasure pastimes with his devotees. In fact, even when Krishna comes to the material world, he doesn't kill demons. It's not Krishna that kills the demons. It's Vishnu who appears in the body of Krishna that kills the demons. Krishna is doing the same thing here in the material world that he does in the spiritual world. When the Lord appears within the material world, all incarnations appear within his body. Just like we were describing yesterday, that Krishna primarily comes simply to enact his pastimes and to display the spontaneous relationships between the Lord and his devotees. Relationships with his eternal devotees. This is his primary purpose for coming. But it just so happened that at the time that he came, it happened to be the same time for universal rectification. So it was Vishnu that killed the demons through the body of Krishna. Krishna was just simply enjoying. He never kills demons. Yeah. Keep ever fresh. In other words, how to keep one's enthusiasm for doing. He may lose his inspiration. Yeah. Do it mechanically. So, important point to understand in this connection is that whatever we're doing, we do it for Krishna. We may feel a particular inspiration to do something for Krishna. And we may put forward some petition, a request, to do this service for Krishna. To Krishna's devotee. Because we know that actually to serve Krishna directly is not the method for satisfying the Lord. Krishna says that one who says is my devotee is not my devotee, but one who is the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. One who is the servant of a Vaishnava is recognized as the servant of Krishna. And so this doesn't mean that we can't have some inspiration to do something for Krishna. So if we feel some inspiration to do something, then we may put it forward and request if this can be done. And then the devotee may say, yes, this is very good, you should do this for Krishna. So immediately we're feeling very enthused because we're given the opportunity to do something for Krishna. However, in the execution of this service, we may find that there will be some obstacles or difficulties, such as we lose our attraction for doing it. So we must understand that our motivation for performing it was not completely pure. Because we were actually thinking, I would like to do this for Krishna. And not being on the spontaneous platform of devotional service, there was still an element of wanting to do it because I like doing it. So Krishna wants to take that element out. Take that element of doing it for that reason out. And then he wants to make sure that you're doing it for him. So that means you might not like doing it anymore. But that doesn't make any difference because you're doing it for him. In other words, it's a test. It's the test everyone gets. We have to get rid of that mixed desire that is there within the heart. There is still some desire to want to enjoy. But Krishna wants us to get rid of that desire so that we can become his unalloyed devotees. Therefore, he'll always make it so we're not enjoying it anymore. There always will be some kind of impediment or difficulty. That's when we have to begin to execute our devotional service. That's when we have to begin to execute our devotional service. On the platform of executing our duties. A devotee is thinking that I have been given this duty. Therefore, there's not a question of not doing it. If he has a particular duty which has been given to him, he might say, well, it wasn't given to me. I thought of it myself. So I can change it at my own discretion. However, it simply becomes a disturbance when every time we feel like changing it, when every time we feel like changing our duty, we always come back and say, well, I want to change it again because I don't like this one. So we have to purify our desires by acting on the platform of duties, of acceptance of duties. Duties have to be done. And therefore, in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that those who perform their duties simply because they ought to be done, this is renunciation in the mode of goodness. He says, but those who give up their duties because they're too troublesome, or because it causes some inconvenience, then this is renunciation in the mode of passion. In order to continue to execute our duties, it requires that we have the proper philosophical understanding. We may have come about performing these duties by some kind of spontaneity. But having once received one's duty, one should stick to it. This requires the proper understanding of Shastra. And requires the understanding of Bhagavad Gita. which Lord Krishna spoke so many instructions about on this point. He says that you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities. And never be attached to not doing your duty. It's Krishna's instructions that will carry us through. That's what we have to fall on. There's no duties to perform? There's no duties to perform? Krishna says it. Because it's a fact. They have no duties to perform. Because duties are meant for purification. By sticking to one's duty, one's heart becomes purified. But for those who are fully self-realized, it is not, they are not required to execute duties. Because they've already purified their hearts. They're not following the dictation of duties given by Shastra. They are not following, no, they are no longer following the dictations of the duties given by Shastra. But because they've come in contact with the Lord directly within the heart. Everything they do is completely by His dictation. They are no longer bound by external formalities. However, the important point to understand is that Krishna also very clearly states that even though they are not bound by these duties, they still do them. For the sake of leading, and instructing everyone else, who's not on that platform. And that means practically everyone. Therefore, Krishna says, that's why when I come, even I perform duties. Because I'm God. And if everyone followed my example, the whole world would be put to ruination. Now, what duties does God have to perform? He doesn't have any duties. It's not like he has to, any rules or rituals or regulations he has to follow. Yet, we read in the Krishna book that Krishna would rise very early every morning to perform his duties. He would cleanse himself. And then he would meditate on himself. Who else could he meditate on? But he had to teach everybody else that early in the morning everybody should get up and meditate on Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. So he taught by his example. So therefore, even though the self-realized souls have no duties to perform, I can't give an explanation, but to interpret the holy name of the Lord means to manufacture some what's that word I'm looking for? Purpose for the chanting of the holy name. In other words, sometimes people will say, well, if you chant Hare Krishna, you'll become famous.
Но, например, иногда люди говорят, если вы будете успевать, Харе Кришна, вы станете очень знаменитым.
Oh, chanting the Hare Krishna is the means for getting some material benefits.
Или воспевание Харе Кришна это средство получить какие-то материальные блага.
One should be not interpret the holy name of the Lord to be anything else.
Но не следует трактовать и интерпретировать то имя Господа как что-то другое.
Then non-different than the Lord.
Чем просто, ну, то, что оно является, не отличное от Господа.
One should never try to manufacture
никогда не следует придумывать
some different understanding of the holy name of God.
Какие-то, ну, различные понимания святого имени Господа.
This is what it means to render some mundane interpretation on the chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
То есть это значит давать какие-то, это именно значит давать какие-то мирские интерпретации святого имени Господа.
It is none other than Krishna himself.
Но оно не что другое, как сам Кришна.
And by associating with the holy name of the Lord, it's as good as associating with Krishna directly.
И общаться с этим Господом так же хорошо, как общаться с Господом непосредственно.
Beyond ISKCON. In the Western. Srila Prabhupada states in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that anyone who thinks he can make spiritual advancement, living outside the association of the Vaishnavas in ISKCON, is living in an hallucination.
Живя без общения с Вайшнавами, с преданными ИСККОНа, тот, ну, находится в галлюцинациях.
This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
То есть это сказано в Чайтанья Чаритамрите.
Of course we know, we have to understand his intention for putting this in there.
Потому что, ну, мы должны понять его, почему он, так сказать, с каким намерением он поместил это туда.
Because Srila Prabhupada also could understand.
Потому что Шрила Прабхупада также мог понять.
That many people may come to Krishna by hearing from him.
Что многие люди могут прийти к Кришне
by hearing from him through his books or through his devotees.
Слушая о нем через книги от его преданных.
And because so many people are hearing about Krishna through the efforts of ISKCON.
И поскольку так много людей слушает о Кришне благодаря усилиям ИСККОНа.
Which were all under his direction.
Которые
which was acting under his direction.
Который действует под его руководством.
He wanted to ensure.
Он хотел, гарантировать, что ли.
That once having heard about Krishna through his society.
Что однажды услышав о Кришне через это общество.
And having come in contact with the devotees of ISKCON.
И придя в контакт с преданными ИСККОНа.
And having come in contact with his books.
И придя в контакт с его книгами.
One should not foolishly think that he should now leave.
Человек не должен глупо думать, что сейчас ему нужно уйти отсюда.
In order to find something better.
Для того, чтобы найти что-то лучшее.
It is because of Srila Prabhupada's efforts that they heard about Krishna in the first place.
Именно благодаря усилиям Шрилы Прабхупады они услышали о Кришне впервые.
Who else spread the holy name of the Lord to every town and village in this world?
Кто еще распространял святое имя Господа в каждый город и деревню этого мира?
Who else sacrificed so much for spreading Krishna's glories?
Кто пожертвовал, такими вещами для распространения славы Господа?
Who else suffered several heart attacks and almost died several times in spreading Krishna's glories?
Кто еще перенес столько сердечных приступов и практически был при смерти столько раз? Распространяя славу.
Who else left Vrindavan at the age of 70?
Кто еще уехал из Вриндавана в 70 лет?
The very place that when people are at that age, they're thinking they don't ever want to leave because they want to leave their bodies in Vrindavan.
То самое место.
At the very age when everyone else never wants to leave Vrindavan because they want to leave their bodies in Vrindavan.
В том возрасте, в котором никто не хочет уезжать из Вриндавана, потому что они, наоборот, приезжают туда, чтобы оставить там тело.
When you go to Vrindavan, you see all these old people, they never want to leave because they're afraid that they may leave at any moment and they want to leave their bodies in Vrindavan.
Если вы приедете в Вриндавану, вы увидите там множество пожилых людей, которые никогда не хотят оттуда уезжать. Потому что они думают, что могут, они могут покинуть тело в любой момент, и не хотят сделать это в Вриндаване.
But at 70 years, Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan.
Но в 70 лет Шрила Прабхупада уехал из Вриндавана.
To travel around the world 14 times.
Чтобы объехать весь мир 14 раз.
To spread Krishna's glory.
Чтобы распространять славу Кришны.
You will not find anybody in this world who sacrificed. No one has to discover anybody in this world who sacrificed so much for spreading Krishna consciousness.
Ну, вы не найдете никого в этом мире, который бы пожертвовал так много для распространения сознания Кришны.
If anyone in the Western world has come to hear about Krishna,
если кто-то в западном мире, который пришел сюда ради Кришны,
it is by Prabhupada's mercy alone. It is by Prabhupada's mercy alone. If anyone in the Western world has come to hear about Krishna.
Если кто-то в западном мире пришел, чтобы услышать о Кришне, то это лишь благодаря милости Шрилы Прабхупады. Единственно, благодаря его милости.
So Prabhupada wanted to ensure.
И Прабхупада хотел, с гарантией сделать.
That having once heard about Krishna.
Что однажды услышав о Кришне.
Once you achieve the actual. Benefit of hearing from through the society of Vaishnavas.
Человек должен получить истинное благо от слушания в обществе Вайшнавов.
And Prabhupada said that I am ISKCON.
И Прабхупада говорит, что я ISKCON.
He said that ISKCON is my body.
Он говорит, что ISKCON это мое тело.
And for those who continue to associate with ISKCON, it's as good as associating with me.
И для тех, кто продолжает общаться с ISKCONом, это для них так же хорошо, как общаться со мной.
Instruction in his books.
И он оставил это наставление в своих книгах.
So that people would not foolishly think.
Чтобы люди не думали глупо.
That I've heard about Krishna from ISKCON.
Что я услышал о Кришне через ISKCON.
But if I want to go back to Godhead, I should go someplace else.
Но если я хочу вернуться назад домой к Богу, то я должен отправиться куда-то еще.
Everything's here.
Все уже здесь.
So why go someplace else?
Зачем идти куда-то еще?
If you know anything about Krishna, it's by Prabhupada's mercy alone.
Если вы знаете что-то о Кришне, то это лишь благодаря милости Прабхупады.
So only a fool would want to go someplace else to go back to Godhead.
И только глупец отправляется куда-то еще для того, чтобы вернуться назад к Богу.
Because Prabhupada wanted to bring everyone back to Godhead.
Потому что Прабхупада хотел привести всех назад к Богу.
And he is.
И он делал это, делает это.
We should not think that he's stopping his sacrifices for our sake.
Мы не должны думать, что он прекратил жертвы для нас.
He's still sacrificing for our sake.
Он по-прежнему делает это для нас.
And the only way we can make any advancement whatsoever is because he's still giving us his mercy.
И единственное, почему мы можем совершить какой-то прогресс, это потому что он дарует нам по-прежнему свою милость.
And will continue to give his mercy.
И он будет продолжать делать это.
For anyone who takes it.
Для каждого, кто берет ее.